Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distress.
Mimi.
Yes, darling.
Hi, Mimi.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
Huh? I'm fine.
We're
doing well. We're doing well. We are 40 miles out from Macon. We are 40 miles out from Macon. So, in order not to interrupt anything, I'm going to put us on mute. Is anybody else on with you?
I'm
my
here.
Grandma.
Oh.
Is that you, Kate?
She just came on. She just came on, though.
I just came on.
Faithful mother. Faithful mother and your Aunt Ree will soon be on. Oh, did Van tell Ree?
Uh-huh. I'll go ask her now.
Okay, and Mom, maybe you can call Aunt May. I don't know if they'll be able to, but, you know,
They don't forget. They remember. And if they don't, okay.
It's just they couldn't make it, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to put my phone on mute.
Yeah, same
so that,
here.
Yeah, that there's no noise on my area, in my end. Okay?
Okay.
Love you guys.
Yeah.
Love you.
Okay. Love you, too. We have a whole, how many minutes, Kayla? 20 minutes?
Before it actually start?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Mommy.
I'm looking at.
Where's Mommy?
9:38.
Kayla, isn't this a nice system? And then you can listen to each show.
Program. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Once it's over, yes.
You can go back in. Huh?
I said, once the show is done, yes. I think it's pretty
yeah.
neat. And others can if they want to get a recap of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then also, Kayla, we have to figure out how to get us some songs on there because I want the Good Father on there.
Ah!
You know, when people come on, they're listening to music.
Can you do that?
I'll look
yeah.
like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, one day we're going to sit down and, you know, try and figure out how to do that. I know it can be done because they got 3 songs on there.
Okay.
You know. Yeah. Okay.
Is it called All the right. Good Father?
You have
to... Huh?
Who is it? Was it Father by who? Who's it by?
Yeah. Oh, I think it's Chris Tomlin.
Tomlin. He does
okay.
a whole bunch.
I think it's Chris.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it is. I'll find it. All right, you can go on mute now.
Yes, ma'am.
I won't hold you up no longer.
Yes. Where's your mommy, Kate?
She just got out of the bathroom. She's about to call her now, supposedly.
Okay. Where's Jan?
Probably asleep somewhere.
And little Stacy?
Up and about chatting, just chatting.
Hold on, Stacy. Grandma wants to know if you'll be on the prayer line today.
Hello,
Stacy.
Hi, Grandma.
How are you, my darling?
I'm good.
Great. Are you joining in with us this morning?
This morning.
only thing you have to do this morning is listen. Poppy's brother is going to be on. Adrian, he's supposed to be speaking today.
Mommy, am
yes.
I
Who you chatting
with? Yes, I'll be on it.
Stacey, who you chatting with?
I was talking to Mommy because my dad is picking me up today, so I wanted to know. But I'm going to be on it.
Okay, what time?
He's picking me up when I say I'm dressed. But I'm not dressed yet.
Okay. Okay, my little precious.
Okay.
If you have time, you tune in to Lock Talk Radio.
Mommy,
your mom can do that
Lock
well.
Talk Radio.
Lock Talk. Yeah. Your mom said that well, Kate. Blocked off. Ready to go. I'm looking at 9:42. Ain't Mega should be on. What about Uncle Micah?
And he's not on yet, but he's up. He's here. Oh,
okay.
I found the song.
You found the song?
Yeah.
Who's it by? Because I'm going to shoot quite a few other things. But I like Chris. I like Chris Tomlin. And there's a young lady I like, too.
I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender
Georgia,
Kayla, where's Van?
She is getting ready. She has a breakfast date with her friend Sabrina.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Grandma,
Mama, don't fuck her
business. Here I am. Here I am.
Oh, you are here?
Here I am.
All right.
Coming
yeah, I just
in
didn't,
from
I,
the
I,
sunny
I,
city of, where am I? Miami. Soon to be Salonica. Soon to be God knows where.
Maintenance?
Who knows? Where is Denise Moody? Are they traveling?
Yes.
How
we're
are you
traveling.
This morning, Sister? Well, hello, Sister Moody.
Well, hello, Miss Savannah. We're traveling. I think we're now about 20 miles out of Macon.
Ah.
Wow.
He's doing well.
How is Mike doing? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's doing pretty good.
Jeez.
He put his thumb up.
Are you driving for him, sister?
Huh?
Are you driving for him?
No, he won't let me drive.
Yep, he's fine. Wow. That's something.
So you going out with Sabrina this morning?
Yes.
Where y'all going?
They had this long, since Sabrina was 40, Johnny had promised to take her to Joe Stone Crab. And she said, Ivana, I'm 60 years old, and your brother has not taken me to Joe. So,
wow.
I told her I was going to take her for her birthday. And so then when I told her that I was leaving, she sent me a text. She said, you're not going to do me like your brother did. Promise me something, and it never happened. So I told her, because I said I was leaving today, but I said, I got to stay and make sure I take Sabrina to have lunch. So we're going to our favorite spot, which was Red Lobster, for sentimental reasons. And then Johnny told me to tell Sabrina that it's not too late. He said, even if it does, he'll do like they did Mephibosheth, or that if it's anybody in Sabrina's heritage or lineage, he will bless. So if there's anybody left. So, I said, it ain't even no Joe Stone Crab no more, but it's been that joke forever. She said, that's been a 20-year-old disappointment.
Yeah, it's not a Joe Stone Crab anymore?
Oh, we don't even know. She said she don't even desire to go.
Bro, change the name.
To Leroy's.
Okay, I'm going back on mute. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, travel on. Travel on. Carry on.
Yeah, where is Reverend Deacon Winston?
I hope Lord Jesus is with his prayer line now. That all calls come through in Jesus' name.
Maybe because I sent the text out, they don't know. Did you get my text, Mama?
I surely did.
Does it read right? I just said on behalf of you. So you think they think it's canceled?
Not if you told them to call.
Is that how you read it?
Mm-hmm.
They say call God, Mom, and tell her, make sure she get on the prayer line.
Same the detail. It just, you were looking forward to them, being on prayer, listening here for them. Let me see. Let me get my home phone. Let me start calling. Let me start calling around, see what's going on.
Hello?
Yeah,
hey.
how you doing?
Is that you, Michael?
No.
Who are you?
That's Cedric.
Well, hello, you sound like your brother, Sonny. Good morning.
Me. You sounded like me.
Deacon went to where the members? They found out the Moody wasn't going to be all they got in this.
They was,
I passed the time when they found out Pastor Thomas and they come to church and we all get gone. They are visiting churches today.
The head of the members. They had the pastor was out of town,
so none of the members calling in. They visiting churches today.
I'm calling Aunt Maggie.
Word got
nobody
out.
Uh-oh.
I'm calling Aunt Maggie now. I don't get an answer.
Oh, you have
hello, Brother Joe. How you doing? Good. I'm calling for Miss Maggie. I'm calling for Miss Marie. Oh, my goodness. She was asleep. Well,
no,
you know, she's always the first on the prayer line. Oh, my goodness. We on the prayer line not waiting for her. She's off. Okay. Bless her heart. Okay. I'm looking at 9:53. That's 7 minutes before we start, really. Okay. All right. No, I'm going to hang up. She has to call in on another line. Okay. Hello, Miss Maggie. What's going on this morning? You're not joining us. You're used to the first. Okay, well, we're waiting. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, that's Maggie. She kind of overslept. She's getting ready.
Yeah, this morning it's hot. Everybody's probably out of it. So then we'll be...
Yeah. How are you feeling, Cedric?
I'm good.
Okay.
When we
and
get
Deborah
off the line.
Deborah showed up.
Well, you have 5 minutes, Ma.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, when they're used to early, you know, you kind of wonder.
Well, I'm here.
Okay,
well,
Miss Maggie. That was great.
Deacon Wilson there?
Yes, I'm here, Sister Allen.
Okay, Deacon Wilson.
I know you were putting together the church programs last night, so you didn't make it home until late, but...
You got it, babe. Hey, you know all. Deacon Wilson knows all things. Yeah, we're running a little late.
Okay,
I was up late last night, but I forgot to put it together.
Okay, you went
so
to bed.
Hey, you have to carry on without me.
You went to bed around 12-ish?
There you go. That's the truth this time.
For real.
It wasn't A, said it wasn't around 1-ish. It was around 12-ish.
What?
Oh, boy.
Who said what? Is Sister Moody on?
Yeah, they're on mute.
Oh, we have to put it on mute?
Not right now.
Oh,
they're traveling.
Oh, they what?
They're traveling.
Oh, that's right. They're going to the funeral.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, you might.
Yes.
Okay. So they eavesdropping, not saying anything, huh?
If they are, you can't hear them.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Nobody but us?
So far. Nobody else is chiming in.
I'm here.
Who is that?
Me.
Me who?
Your goddaughter.
Oh, Ivana. Hi, Ivana.
Where are the rest of the members? We going to get started without them. They going to miss out on their blessings.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Hey,
good
Jennifer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
Just
great.
Fine.
How are you?
Oh, fine, great. Thank you.
Great, Jennifer.
Hi, this is Odie.
Hello, darling. It's always good to hear your voice, Jennifer.
Yes, same here.
Okay.
This is the other aunt.
Marie, that's my sister, Marie. This is Marie, Jennifer, my sister.
Oh, how you doing?
I met her when she and Mike's daughter came down once.
Oh, that was...
Oh, that's not the same.
No, that's not. No, that's my sister, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. Well, nice to meet you on Tom anyway.
Yeah, same here.
Denise and Micah, Jennifer, on their way to a funeral.
Oh, really? The friend that he was playing for last weekend?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
But they're listening in by them traveling. They had the mute. They had the phone on mute.
Oh, okay.
Servants.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So they're just praying they have a good trip.
Yes.
Is Micah here?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning, Micah.
Hi, Micah.
Good morning. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, sweetie.
Good to hear.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We are so looking forward to you reading the prayer of Jabez so magniloquently like you always do.
Yes. Like father, like daughter. Yes. And I'm
so
seventh age speaking too this morning.
What's that?
Okay, your Uncle Adrian supposed to be speaking.
Okay.
Good.
I'm looking forward to that.
He's a high demand, Micah.
I see.
Kim.
Okay. Hello, Kim.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kim.
Hey, Jennifer.
How you doing, Kimmy?
I'm doing good, and you?
All right.
Good.
We can you, Kim. Mother Williams, Mother Odie Williams.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
All righty, it's 10 o'clock.
Yes.
And if everyone could just put their phones on mute, double check to make sure the phones are on mute.
I don't want to put mine on mute.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Deacon Webster.
Thank you. Just a couple of things. Thank you, everyone, for joining in this morning, for just taking out the time to join together, to band together in faith. Definitely excited to see what God is doing and how he's using this prayer line to just reach throughout the states. So, and it's just exciting to hear the reports that are coming in and lives that are being touched and situations that are changing So to God be the glory with that. And also just if you can, I know last week we prayed for Mike's friend, who's also a good friend of the family, Fred Franklin. And unfortunately, he had passed away last week. So Denise and Mike are en route to the funeral. They are on the prayer line, actually, this morning. But just keep the Franklin family in prayer.
Can I just add that my coworker, Addie, her mother, Betty, she passed on Wednesday. So if we could just keep her family in prayer as well.
Absolutely. Okay. And it's Betty's mother. Okay.
No, her name is Betty, but it's Addie's
mother.
Oh,
her name. Okay, her name is Betty. Okay.
Yes.
All righty. Will do.
Thank you.
All right. So, you know, we're excited. I know there's transitioning going on and a lot of people are faced with so much right now. So it's just really encouraging to be able to band together in faith and lift each other up, support each other, encourage each other. So just keep doing what you're doing. You will reap if you faint not. Don't get weary in well-doing, but just continue to keep pushing towards the mark. I know it's not easy. It's tough to join in, to call in. But just keep doing what you're doing because God is doing a great work and we don't want to miss what he's doing. So with that being said, I'll turn it over to Micah. She's going to read the prayer of Jabez. And following that, we will have Adrian giving his portion. So, okay, Micah.
Okay. Good morning. It's 1 Chronicles 4:9, and it reads, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. Thank you.
Thank you, Micah. Well done. And as we stand and continue to stand on the prayer of Jabez, I mean, we really want to beat this in because we still need some territory expanded. So with that being said, we'll turn it over to Adrian. Adrian, are you on? Are you there, Adrian?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay.
You there, sir? Hey, if you could do me a favor, too, if you could just get a little closer to the phone.
I am. I got it right in front of me, in my face almost.
Perfect. I can hear you now. Great.
Last week I had given you all some scripture on the subject of pride, and what I wanted to do today was to read those sections of the scripture. Hopefully folks read them when I gave them during the week. And I may comment on the scripture readings. And I'll begin with James 4, verse 6 and 7. Let me read it first, and then I will add what I think the scripture means. Verse 6 of chapter 4 in James says the following, and I'm reading from the King James Version. But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, I want to go, before I talk about verse 6 and 7, I want to go to verse 10 of that same chapter in James. And verse 10 says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Now, what I find in reading those three verses is the word humility jumps out at me. Last week we talked about pride and how pride can interfere with your relationship with God. what I gather from those sections of the scripture is that if you're humble and understand what humbleness means and you work your way towards that, then you are working your way towards your relationship with God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, being humble is not easy for a lot of people, but if you're humble, in my opinion, it works to your benefit because it brings you closer to what you're supposed to do in life, and that is to help and serve other people, which is what God wants us to do. Be relational in that regard. Now, if you turn to Matthew 23:12, it goes back to the subject of humbleness, and it says the following: whoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. Abased means, you know, not welcome, not looked upon as someone who is rightful. And I'll go on, and it says, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. Again, that section of the scripture relates back to what I believe the scriptures are saying in James 4 in those specific verses, and it goes back to the issue of being humble. You know, personally, you when you go through crises in your life and difficulties in your life, you begin to understand that those difficulties are caused in part because of your pride. And the way you get around those difficulties is to start realizing that, look, you know, just be humble. I mean, it doesn't mean that you're giving in. It doesn't mean that you're associating yourself with a giving kind of attitude. But what it simply means is that you are being relational and understanding that you can't do this by yourself. You have to have another person or other persons who are relational with you in God to see what it means to be humble. Now, let's talk about what happens if you are not humble, in my opinion. Now, if you turn to Isaiah 14:12-17, and I'm not going to read all the verses, but I would ask that you do read the verses, but I'll just read one verse, and I believe it's verse 12, and it talks and says, pride is against God that will result in judgment. Now, if you read those sections of Isaiah 14, it talks about that person or persons who believes that they are above themselves, that they are almighty, and that they can do things and they are invincible, and that whatever happens is happening because of their own doing. And in that scripture, they were talking about the kings and the leaders of the world at that time who felt better than themselves and better than God, and then ultimately they were destroyed. Thinking you are above the Almighty always leads to destruction. So again, it goes back to the issue of being humble. Now, I want to close by talking in reference to 1 Thessalonians 5. Now, if you read it, it may not jump out at you as being a paragraph that relates to pride and or humility, but let me read it, and then you can think about it. It says, always be thankful regardless of your circumstances. Never stop praying. And I'm paraphrasing, but again, pride stops you from praying, in my opinion. And if you're prayerful, prayerfulness will lead to humbleness, which leads to the grace that you want from God. That's kind of all of what I wanted to share today. I'll close by saying that humility is an easy attribute to have, and you only can have humility through prayer, and you can have, and if prayer is in your life, then pride doesn't become the obstacle to God's grace. Thank you.
Thank you, Adrian. That was so well said. I mean, oh, man, that's pretty deep. Even in the Bible where it says, you know, a proud look, God hates. So God really hates the spirit of pride, you know. And it's also amazing to acknowledge and to identify and to recognize when you have a spirit of pride. I think that's it comes from a really big person to say, you know what, I'm operating in a spirit of pride, or there's pride in me. And I just really think every day we should be looking at ourselves saying, you know, are we being proudful? Are we being boastful? That's not of God, you know. And even also in Proverbs, it's full of pride too. And as you were talking, I was thinking about one of the scriptures, Adrian, when it says Proverbs 11:2, when pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom. And it also says in 16:18, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. So as you were saying, Adrian, it's so true. It just blocks you from really being able to receive what God has for you when you operate in out of pride and not humble.
As a good pastor once told me, he said that pride is a blessing blocker.
Yeah.
So always keep that in mind, that it blocks your blessings.
Right. All right. And it's safe to say in the prayer of Jabez, when he prayed that God will expand his territory, it wasn't for himself. It wasn't to flaunt a puff up who he is, but it was to be a blessing to others. And we know that's true because we are praying the prayer of Jabez that God will bless us. And God blesses you. As the Bible says, the blessings of the Lord make you rich and addeth no sorrow. It's for others to partake. So I appreciate it. The sooner we can get out of our own way and put down our pride, the sooner we can see our blessings and breakthroughs come to fruition. So thank you, Adrian. Well said. And I will just close out with this here. James chapter 5, 13 to 18. If you jot it down, you can read it when you get a chance. But it says, Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And 17 and 18 says, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, meaning he was human, and he was like us. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. So as we join together on the prayer line, as we pray for one another, stand in agreement with one another, and earnestly pray, begin to earnestly pray. There's a lot going on, you know, personally, nationally. As we begin to earnestly pray and seek God, we will definitely see change take place. So just want to share that with you, to keep praying, And God is saying, you know, if Elijah was a man of like nature, we're no different. He can do the same for us if we keep earnestly praying and seeking. So I want to encourage everybody, don't give up. Keep pushing. Keep praying. Keep standing. Confess. Whatever you got to do, if there's pride, iniquity, get rid of it, because the blessing is so much greater that God wants to put in our lives than what we are trying to hold on to. So with that be said, are there any prayer requests? So everybody's good? All right, so I just close out in prayer. So dear God, we just thank you for this morning. Thank you for those who have tuned in to partake and to feast and to join in fellowship, Lord, and to hear what you have to say. And Lord God, we just pray, I just pray for each and every one that's tuned in. I speak a blessing over everyone, Lord God, that we will just see your hand upon our lives today, that you would just grant favor upon each and every one that's on this line, and that you would expand their territory. And Lord God, if there is any pride that's operating in us, we just give you permission to remove it. We do not want pride to be in our lives, Lord God. And we just humble ourselves under your mighty hand so you can exalt us, Lord God. Let you do the exalting, not us, and not of ourselves, but it's you that lift us up, Lord God. So, Lord, I thank you for every need being met, every heart being mended, any emotion or any sickness, Lord, be healed in Jesus' name, Lord. And we bless you and we believe you to do great things in our lives, Lord God. And we just give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. So thank you, family, for tuning in. We will pick back up next week. And I want to wish Micah a happy birthday. She will be turning 25 tomorrow. And if there are any other birthdays.
Happy birthday,
Micah.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. And we just appreciate each and every one of you. And we're just believing God to do great things. And also, if you guys can, if you can just keep the city of Orlando in your prayers, because it's jammed down here, and the devil's trying to promote his agenda, and it's not sure. So just keep Orlando, that the people's heart will be turned towards God and not self in this whole situation. Thank you
okay.
all.
Great. Cedric, just before we close that, I just want to do a shout out for Adrian. And Adrian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I just need to say thank God for you. And you're doing a tremendous, tremendous job. And I do believe the Lord has great work for you. And will make a difference for the family, not only the family, but for the rest of the world even. I say this in Jesus' name with humility. And thank God for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you rocking, brother. I think I'm going to go buy the tape. So.
I'm a humble person. Thank you very much.
That's good. That's great. You shall go far.
Hey, Adrian, you say if you weren't, you are today, right?
Correct.
Thank you all. Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you, everybody.
Bye. All right, Ted. I'm so glad I called in. Michael Williams.
Have a happy day. Birthday, Micah.
Thank you.
Love you much.
Love you too.
Bye, Mom. Love you.
Oh, love you too, son.
She said, oh.
Okay.
Hi, Mom. Love you.
Love you, too.
All deacon questions.
Bye.
Bye, Jennifer. Bye, Kim.
Bye.
Bye, God bless.
Bye, Kim. Bye, Micah. Bye, Adrian. Bye, Miss Odie. Bye.
Bye, darling. Have a great day.
You too.
Is everybody gone?
It's you and me. Oh, and me too. Now it's just me and Mimi. Hey, Mimi.
God is doing it. God is doing it. God is doing it.